It was 10 years ago today that Sean Taylor died. His four seasons in Washington were some of the best we've ever seen in the NFL, and a decade later, it doesn't hurt any less. At the time, many media reports and prominent sports personalities talked about the incident as if it were somehow his fault that he was attacked in his own home. Years later, after the men who admitted to doing it are all in jail and his daughter is still growing up without a father, we can remember Sean for more than who he was in his rookie year as a player. Not only was he the best guy on the team when he passed away, he was an incredible family man who died defending his kin. He was my favorite player on this team and my favorite football player ever. I hope that when we think back on his legacy now, people can admit that they misjudged a young man who had barely gotten to show the world who he could be, not just on a football field, but in life as well. RIP 2-1, DC still loves you. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.